Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing here in San Diego, having a great time talking to Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3, who's actually in Oregon right now on his way down to bring the boat back from Oregon. We're looking forward to having the Red Rooster 3 back at the dock, no doubt about it. But giving away a great prize today, too.
Man, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, awesome opportunity for somebody at the end of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. We're giving away a brand-new custom Anza fillet knife. Just the sweetest knives in the game, no doubt about that. All the great things you've heard about Anza Knife, well, somebody's going to get to experience that because a brand new fillet knife is coming your way. And with that, a $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafoods, open every day from 11 to 6. We mentioned it a couple times in the show. They are available for inside dining. It's limited space, and, you know, they're following all the social guideline protocols, but they are up and running. All that great smoked fish, fresh fish case, all the cook case, everything is going on at Point Loma Seafoods. We are so excited to have them back, and we're excited to talk to you. If you want to get in on the fun, have your shot at winning that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Andy, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Indeed. All right, time for the catch report, Rick.
You got it. Our fishdope.com report today is sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Bring your private boat catch in to Fisherman's Processing and give it that expert professional treatment that it deserves. Drop your fish off between 8 and noon. You catch, they process. Let the experts fillet and vacuum pack your fish and turn it into table-ready portions. Fish Pros, the market is now open for fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger, and the brand new pokey sauce and pokey mix combo.
Oh, man, that's so good.
That's exciting news. That pokey kit has always been a super popular thing. It was always just a, you know, all the great spices and dry ingredients. You just added the liquid ingredients. Well, now they've done it all. They've got a one-stop bottle that has all of the liquid ingredients.
Sweet.
To make your perfect pokey at home. Very cool. See them at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
All right. Hey, Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete, Bricky, Andy. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Here
Happy
we go,
Memorial
man.
Day weekend.
Yeah, the unofficial start to summer. A little different than normal, I guess, but, you know,
yeah. Do. Hey, at least something's getting rolling here.
Exactly. It's getting rolling. So, guys, for the past few weeks, you know, I've been doing this then and now report with, you know, local reports a little scarcer with all the drama. And I've been looking back at my logbooks 20 years to May of the year 2000, which in terms of island and coastal fishing for sea bass and yellows, I mean, the whole month was nothing short of fantastic. And like I mentioned last week, I'm going to wrap this up here, wrap up our trip down memory lane with what a lifelong Santa Monica Bay angler had told me back then about the springtime bite in late May of the year 2000. And he said that was the best sea bass fishing, the best ever, better fishing and bigger fish than even the tremendous bites in the late 50s. And that is really saying something because there was a huge population of fish back then, and they had some stellar fishing. So whatever happened back there in May of 2000 and in May of 2001, the next year, and then it just all kind of evaporated, it was really something special. But back to the real world here. And definitely a little different story over there at Catalina for sure. The best news at Catalina is a non-fishing report is that Avalon is partially reopened and you can get some moorings there, first come, first serve. So I'm sure that the locals will be happy to see some customers back again for the weekend.
No doubt.
And there is a little bit of squid available. I think the Carnage is selling some bait right now off the east end. Squid situation overall has been really tough. Middle of the back is where you probably want to go look around if you're going to try and make some. There's scattered yellows around the island, mostly backside middle, backside west, smaller great fish, but they are around, and they're biting the iron a little bit and biting some sardines along with a squid. There has been a few sea bass, mostly bigger fish. That's good. We've seen very slow sea bass fishing, generally speaking, over there this year. No report at all from San Clemente Island. Did get a report from Santa Barbara Island. Weather was really tough early in the week. I mean, really tough. That wind we had, I think, was our biggest one this year. I mean, it was hooting. Yeah, that was.
And dropped the water temp too, right, Mark?
Oh, it did. All up and down the coast, up, you know, in the Long Beach area here, we get that upwelling from Palos Verdes. We dropped like 6-7 degrees overnight.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. But a little bit of yellow up there at Santa Barbara.
Yeah. But it's Santa Barbara too?
Santa Barbara Island, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
And then, of course, offshore, you guys got to do the distance to get down to that bluefin zone, but you get down to that hidden bank zone and skip a flyer underneath a kite or a balloon combo there. And, man, there were some good ones. I've heard of several fish over 200 pounds caught this week. So, and judging on the amount of interest we've had, we've been open for 2 days now, you know, fully open again with restrictions, of course. But judging from the amount of people that I talk to, buying stuff for bluefin and talking about bluefin, I would imagine you can walk from boat to boat down there in that hidden bank zone right now.
I would imagine there's a couple boats, a few kites getting snarled up down there.
Oh, I can only imagine. And throw a cedar plug around down there, guys. You know, a little bit of yellowfin been caught too, which is really crazy for this time of year. So overall, it's going to be an interesting weekend, and thank God we're getting back to normal. Things are slowly opening back up the way they're supposed to be, and maybe we'll go catch a few fish.
Yeah, indeed. Like, we certainly hope so. And, of course, Danny, Jeff, and the boys at fishdope.com have just been doing a great job keeping people informed. You want to know what's going on every day, every hour? Fishdope.com is your source. We've had so many of our listeners adding Fishdope to their repertoire because you got to have it. Fishdope.com, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. It's all lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And how do we find you, Mark?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Balsa Chica and Edinger. The store is actually open again, 10 to 5.
Nice.
We've been struggling like everybody else there. I've been working the back and the bait tank stuff, but you know, the tackle store day-to-day stuff has definitely been different. But, we're back. And phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And it's going to be an interesting week here.
Yes, it is. No doubt about it. Yeah, indeed. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for that. Appreciate it very much. And we will talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Mark. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch for today. Sponsored by Gamakatsu. Hey, they set out to develop a hook that was light enough for a live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer, the Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or as a standard hook. Nothing beats Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. Get it selected tackle stores and be ready to get bit.
Now, let's hope next Saturday we have Marcos from Seaforth back.
Yeah, exactly.
It could happen.
I mean,
this week could be a big week.
I feel like that's probably what's going to happen.
It could happen.
I think the boats will probably be fishing next weekend.
Yeah,
next weekend, I think my gut is that they'll probably be fishing next weekend or, like, being prepared to run the following day. That kind of thing. Like, that's kind of what my gut's telling me.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
I just think it's – I think
end
it's,
of the month,
I think
next
it's
weekend, yeah, for
you
sure.
Know, I'll mention something, too, about that Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. That has been a hook – that we've been building a lot of our trouble rigs out of lately, because the sardine that we have right now is on the average to maybe slightly smaller than average size. I wouldn't call it real big sardine. It's not those big giant corn-fed, you know, mega sardines. You know, they're just nice average size sardines. That Gamakatsu HD is such a good hook, and that it is very strong and very appropriate if you catch one of these 150-pounders, but it's not so much hook that you're just putting an anchor through that thing. So we've been full speed making, you know, kite rigs and flying fish rigs and double treble rigs at the shop there, and that Gamakatsu Nautilus HD has been kind of the hook of choice.
And what size hook?
Like 405-0. You know, again, just depends on the bait size.
What pound Seaguar fluorocarbon?
We've been using 100-pound blue label. 100-pound and 130-pound.
Okay.
Depending on, you know, the scenario and things like that. But, yeah, I would say the average average one, 130-pound Seaguar Blue Label, and like a 5.0 Gamakatsu Nautilus HD Circle.
Nice.
That's like the standard double trouble rig.
Yeah, very good. All right, well, phones are packed. Andy's ready. Let's jump into it.
Sounds good to me. How about we talk to Dylan? Dylan's calling us from Lake Forest. Hey, Dylan, welcome to the show.
How's it going, guys? All right, Andy, I got two questions for you. How long was the drive up to the shipyard in Oregon, and what's your favorite fish to catch?
Well, the drive up was three full days. So the morning, basically 4 days is what it takes. It's three full days. It's about it's 817 miles, so it's kind of, I just call it 4 days is what it takes. And my favorite fish to catch is yellowtail.
Me too.
I'm with you. Yeah, I don't think anybody's arguing on that.
Why do you like yellowtail fishing so much, Andy?
Yellowtail fishing, because there's a lot of different techniques. They're strong, and I think they're really good eating.
Yes, all the above.
They're really good eating.
So much fun.
And being it's kind of a coastal fish, usually you're in calm waters.
Yeah.
That's a good point,
we
too.
Like that, too.
I like every bit of that. They eat the surface there, and they're cool.
Yeah. And you catch those big ones on dropper loops, and you can't stop them sometimes from getting in the rocks. It's just like the challenge, right?
Yeah, they really are a great sport fish, man. Absolutely.
They are.
And you catch them in a lot of different areas up and down the coast. It really can make for a wonderful day of fishing. Anywhere from 15 miles from the point, Coronado Islands, all the way down to Cabo San Lucas, you got a chance to catch them yellowtail.
Yeah, that's
cool. Well answered.
Pretty cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, our buddy Mike Lum is on the line, and we're wrapping it up tomorrow for the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friend of Rollo, big grand raffle, right, Mike?
Yes, tomorrow's the day, guys, and we're still busy selling tickets. Anybody that would like to get an opportunity to win some of these great prizes, we've got about $30,000 worth of stuff we're going to give away tomorrow. Tickets run $10 a piece. Anybody that's interested in getting involved just needs to send an email to tim@rollokids.org with a name and phone number. Don't forget your phone number, because what we'll do is as soon as we get the email, we will get back to each person and take their credit card information and get them entered into the drawing, which will be tomorrow. But my goodness, just such a great list of prizes. And we have really sold a lot of tickets here in the last few weeks, thankfully, making up for some of that lost ground of not having the Del Mar show to sell the tickets. So we're making some headway. So I appreciate everybody getting involved.
Yeah, and the more tickets we sell, the more kids we can take fishing, right?
That is the whole point of all of this, and we've had so many generous contributions of merchandise and trips and gift cards, and, I mean, it's 30 very solid prizes that will be given away tomorrow. And the thing I like about it is the top 10 prizes, starting with the entire Ranger 85 boat. That's one of the prizes. You get the boat for the day. You take all your buddies with you fishing. But starting with that, going to the 10-day long-range trip on the Royal Polaris, and so on and so forth. The top 10 prizes, what we do is the first 10 that we draw in order, we keep track of, and then those people get called, and they get to pick. The number one guy gets to pick what he wants of the top 10 prizes, and then we do the second guy, third guy, fourth guy. So it takes a few days to get everybody to pick their prize, but it gives you an opportunity to really win something that you would like. So that's nice.
That's cool.
That's way cool.
Tickets, $10 a piece, and how do we get them?
Send an email, tim@rollokids.org, with your name and phone number, and then one of us will get back to you and take your credit card information, and we will get you into the drawing, which will be tomorrow, starting at about noon. I think we're going to do the drawing. So.
Okay, yeah, so get on it today and get your tickets, tim@rollokids.org. And, Andy, I know you've done a lot of great stuff to help Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo, especially the dunk tank at the day at the docks, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it all started out with that, and unfortunately we weren't able to do it this year, but maybe next year. But, yeah, we definitely promoted that in the beginning of the dunk tank was with the Rollo help there. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we appreciate the help for sure, and it was always fun to watch your guys going down for sure. Hey, Mike Lum, thanks a lot. Tim@rollokids.org, your name, your phone number. He'll contact you and get you lined up for tickets for the big drawing starting at noon tomorrow. All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, everyone.
All right.
Appreciate it. All right. Well, the phones are absolutely packed solid. Everybody's excited to talk. Let's jump back into them and talk to Hills calling us from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Hey. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I got to fish with Andy. It's been a long time. It's been like since the 90s. But, man, if anybody wants to – nobody wants to catch a fish more than Andy because it was amazing. I go up in the wheelhouse and see – but when it's slow, you go up there, and that dude is talking about frothing. He's like, I'm going to get some fish, you know. But really, and we got full limits, man, both of those trips, you know. And so I wanted to ask Rick a question after this one for Andy. Do you guys have RSW now on the rooster? And then for Rick, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think we've froze a fish in years. We bring in all fresh. We haven't brined up anything in maybe a decade now.
Yeah,
it's been a long time since we've froze any fish. That's for sure.
Yeah. So you have it. You have that RSW system down on the Red Rooster 3.
Yeah. Well, with the help of some of the guys that innovated it, for sure. You know, sure. Tim Ekstrom had a big part of that. Randy Toussaint, okay. The rest of the guys there had a big. Opening on that whole trend there, it certainly made it nice for the customer to bring home ready to be filleted fish at the dock. You know, it's fantastic. The whole service is just fantastic, man. Oh. Come in and have the pros cut it and package it, and then the longevity of your catch is, you know, some of that fish lasts years, really.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, it's definitely had a big impact on the quality of what is available on these boats now.
Really fantastic.
The product that comes off of the Red Rooster 3, you almost can't purchase anything that good. You know, yeah. I mean, it's just so fresh, and from spiking and bleeding and gill and gutting those big ones, and then the, you know, the final steps that it gets from being processed at the end of it, like you just no matter what money you have, you just can't hardly achieve fish that good.
That's true. Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you're just preserving your investment, basically. You know, you bring home your catch, and it's absolutely fantastic.
And Tills, you had another question?
Yeah, I wanted to, I've been tying a three or four turn surgeon knot for mono to fluoro. Is that, Rick, something you would advise me against, or what do you think?
No, I think that's perfectly fine, too. I think a surgeon's is a, you know, again, tied appropriately is a plenty good one. There are a bunch of ways.
Back to back uni.
Yeah, there are a bunch of ways to do that, and I just think that you find a connection that's easy for you to tie correctly. You know, I mean, there's hundreds of different ways to do it, and every one of them tied wrong will fail, and most all of them tied right will work just fine. And I think a surgeon's is plenty appropriate. Just make sure you're not crossing two strands that are going to put pressure on top of each other and pull things down. But I think a surgeon's is just fine, especially with relatively lighter line. I don't know that a three-turn surgeon's is what you want to try and catch a cow tuna with, but I would say in most all of your normal scenarios, that knot is quick and easy and fine, and there's a lot of them just like it. Just make sure you're tying it right. You know, you can pick from a lot of good ones. Just get one that you're proficient at and stick with it rather than always try to reinvent the wheel.
And
know?
Just test it. Just pull on it real hard, and if it's going to break, it's going to break right there.
You know, and hopefully you're on a boat like the Rooster where you got, you know, a crew of the most professional guys in the world where you can just say, hey, you know, can you show me to do it? Or, hey, I just tied this up. Can you make sure this is okay? You know, let a professional guy, you know, you tug on anybody's shoulder. They're, I'm sure, happy to check connections and check drag and all that kind of stuff.
You bet. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing with Captain Andy Cates. If you want to join us, 833-288-0973. Been a very busy morning to get through, but that is your shot.
Yeah, indeed. Now we have a special guy on the line. His name is Rourke Griffin. He owns a company called San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning, and Rourke has been very, very generous to Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea. Donated a whole bunch of tackle bags that made Rallo a bunch of money to take a bunch of kids fishing. And Rourke has also become a sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. We sure appreciate his support, especially during these times. It's much needed, and we appreciate what you do, Rourke. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Rourke.
Good morning.
Hey, so tell us about San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. What do you do?
Well, I got started back in about 2008. I started trying to perfect the craft, and about 2012, we went exclusively into the tile cleaning. So that's pretty much all we do now is clean pool tile. We can do stone, pebble tech, glass tile. I mean, pretty much any surface around your swimming pool, we can clean it.
So why does pool tile need to be cleaned?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the water. Some of it has to do with the construction. Really, you get calcium on your tile one of two ways. You either get it from the water itself, which is the bathtub ring you see around the pools,
right,
and under the spillways. And then sometimes if there's a leak behind the raised wall parts, what we call raised wall, like in front of the spa, and a lot of pools have that really thick, almost bleeding through from the back.
Right.
So those are the two most common ways you get buildup on your tile.
It's this hard water that we live with here in Southern California, right? That causes
all kinds
of problems.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we need a Rourke.
So why is San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning Service better than other methods?
Well, unfortunately, really, there's only a couple of options for the homeowner. You know, you go down to the pool place and they want to sell you a pumice stone, which is just terrible for your tile. That stuff will just wreck your tile. Or the chemical cleaners, which are pretty much just an acid base. And those are pretty damaging for your tile as well. We use a low-pressure media blaster. It's like a sandblaster. And we've got a couple different medias we can use depending on the surface. It really does a really good job. And kind of our first priority is to do no harm. So we're going to go in there and get it as clean as we can without doing any damage to your tile. Usually it takes us one day. So all you pool owners know out there how many hours you've spent scrubbing and it just doesn't work. And you can get us in there and we'll nail it in one day.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And do it safely. And, I mean, like, I was looking at your website, sdpooltilecleaning.com. It looks like it's you change it to make it almost look like new again.
Yeah.
It works pretty good. We reveal what's underneath the calcium. So if your tile's old and beat up, it's still going to be old and beat up. But, you know, if you haven't damaged it with the pumice stones and all that stuff, we remove that stuff and it looks almost like new again. If you've got some color issues or the glaze is, you know, it's so old it's starting to fail, we can put a sealer on there that really brings back the color and gives it a consistent look. But, yeah, results are pretty good.
Ah, sounds awesome. Great. All right, so how do we get a hold of you? We want to have you come check out, give an estimate, check out our pool or spa, whatever, to San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning.
Yeah.
How do we get a hold of you?
You can find us online, sdpooltilecleaning.com. There's an instant quote on there. We just need a couple of photos, the address, and your info. It's real easy to fill out. We can, 9 times out of 10, give you an estimate online, no contact. You know, I try not to use the C word through this conversation, but we don't have to contact anybody or anything. We can keep our 6-foot distancing. But if it's something unusual, we like to come out and take a look at it. Or you can call Rose. She'll take care of you at 760-721-3037.
All right.
Right on.
sdpooltilecleaning.com. Rourke, appreciate all your support, and good luck, man. Hey, I wish I had a pool so I could have you come out and check and clean the tile for sure. Thanks
well,
a lot
if
for
you
all
get
the
one,
support.
Let me know.
All right, for sure. All right. Well, Rourke's a fisherman. He's a big Let's Talk Hookup listener. So you need your pool tile or spa tile needs cleaning, call Rourke and sdpooltilecleaning.com. Thanks, Rourke. Appreciate the support.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump into the phones. They're packed up. Everybody excited to talk to Andy. Kai from San Diego's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Kai?
How you doing, boss?
Doing great.
Good morning.
Buddy.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? So this is Kai over here in San Diego, and it's been pretty hard not being able to fish for so long, and I'm just wondering if you could give me the best anticipation of the date that I could find to be going out on the boat again, because it's been pretty hard over here just, you know, barely going to the beach and staying at home and all this stuff. And what do you think it's going to look like when we actually go on the boats? Are we going to have, you know, the 6-foot rule? What's going to happen? What do you predict will be happening, and what date do you think will be happening at?
Andy, I know we're looking good. I mean, it's possible next week. Possible. I mean, we just have to wait and see. But it's certainly within the next couple weeks. We really are feeling good about that, according to Ken Franke and the Sport Fishing Association of California. How are things going to be different on the Red Rooster, Andy?
Well, I think that there's going to be a little bit different procedure as far as seating goes in the galley. In fact, I know there is. There's going to be try and spread people out and try and stay within the 6-foot rule. There's a lot of room on the boat, and we're just like you said. I mean, we're just going to put things in place, and it really is dictated on when the thing opens up. You know, they're probably going to come down and do an inspection and check things out, and make sure that our plan is good. But it's all going to be around a health plan on board the boat. You know, the days of sleeping up on the couch in the forward part of the galley are over. You know, it's just one of those things. And there's going to be a lot more of wipe down areas and sanitization. And in my opinion, you know, this is probably going to work out better in the long run, because as you know, in the past, you know, you do get outbreaks of, you know, a cold or a flu or whatever on these boats. And maybe this is going to try and minimize some of those outbreaks that we've had in the past, minus the coronavirus. So I would expect to see kind of a whole different attitude towards cleanliness on boats, not just with the crew and the boat itself, but with the clients. You know, people are going to be more aware and conscious of what they're doing and how they're doing it. And I think it's in the long run, it's probably going to benefit everybody and make it a little bit healthier of an environment on these boats, because it is confined. I mean, it's a confined space. You're on a boat, you know, it's just the way it is. But, you know, everyone's just going to have to work together and be conscious that there are other people on the boat. And minus the coronavirus, no one really wants to come out and get sick. I don't care what it is, you know, and hopefully with a few changes here and just people being conscious of that fact that we will minimize any of this, okay?
Fantastic. All right, Kai, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about Bruce in Pacific Beach up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. I got two questions, one for Pete and one for Andy. First one for Andy is, what's the biggest albacore that you've caught up there? And then for Pete, what did you and Harold catch in Morro Bay? Did you go north or south?
Andy, you haven't been fishing albacore at all up there, have you?
No, we haven't fished albacore at all. I mean, we haven't caught an albacore in a decade. But I think the biggest one that I've seen was a little bit bigger than 50 pounds on the boat. You know, no grand giants, but, you know, a nice 50-some pounder and plenty of them when the run was going on. But we haven't fished up here. It's been strictly maintenance.
Yeah, and as far as going fishing with Harold up in Morro Bay, we went north and to a secret spot that Harold has and fished shallow water cod, and we pretty much just kept the vermilions, the reds, but we caught sugar bass, and we caught Johnny bass, and we caught blue bass, and all kinds of – I mean, it was like every drop you got one.
That's cool.
Right, but the real target was – that beautiful, like, 4 to 6 pound reds that were just, and you're fishing shallow water, so their eyes aren't all poked out. And I mean, the meat actually is interesting because Lolly, my wife, commented on it. It seems to be more grouper like. It's more firm, maybe because it's coming from that cold water. And but I think when we're fishing it here at 300 feet of water, it's cold down there too.
Sure.
But so I don't know whether it's the same species. It's just maybe the pressure makes the meat different. I don't know.
I don't know about it. I just know that if you can be catching 4 to 6 pound reds on a bass rod and a lead head and spoon bait, like, I want me
in
some of that.
In 80 feet of water?
I want me
some
kidding? Of that.
Oh, it was so much fun. It was a blast.
Well, that sounds really good.
It was fun. Yeah, it's a totally different thing than what we experience here.
And those things pull. Like, when you hook them when you hook them with gear like that in that size water, I mean, that's a real deal. It's like a red calico bass pulling on you.
Yeah. That's when that Tranks 400 or Tranks 300 from Shimano, that worked so perfect with that big handle.
Come on.
Be able to get those things coming up. Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about we jump right back into it, and we'll talk to Don. Don this morning's called us from Woodland Hills. What's up, Don? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, the guy that takes the call, I can't remember his name. He's doing a great job. I didn't even give him my name.
That's funny.
Dave is a good man. Hey. He's the only problem is that when, of course, Dave Marcus is one of the key guys for the Padre broadcast. So when the Padres start back up, we're going to lose Dave.
Lose Dave?
Yeah. So, but we're glad to have Dave for sure.
He's doing a great job. Hey, Andy, it's a pleasure to speak with you again. Hey, two questions for you. Number one, what's your favorite trip length for yourself as far as being the skipper? And then what's your favorite meal on the boat?
Those are some good ones.
That's pretty good. I like 8-day trips. I think an 8-day trip, it gives you the most bang for your buck, and there's a lot of options, you know. So it's kind of a nice trip, and there's a lot of variety on an 8-day trip. For the average angler, it's limited travel time, more varieties, more areas to go for sure.
Spring, summer, fall. Do you like a difference that way on those 8 days?
I personally like fall. I mean, who wouldn't choose to have a chance to catch wahoo. I mean, that's just
good call.
That kind of makes it. That's the catalyst of the whole thing. So the fall 8-day trips are great, and you know, with the Guadalupe option on an 8-day trip too, you've got that. So it just opens up. The arena opens up big time that time of year for options and areas you go, and not necessarily allowed to go, but just what the conditions permit as far as the fisheries go. And as far as the meals go, you know, Mike Knoll is our chef, and he makes this thing for breakfast, and it's called a Dutch baby. And I don't know if you guys know what that is, but what it is it's pancake batter, and you put it in like an egg pan, and then you put it in the oven and you bake it, and it curls up into this like bowl, this pancake bowl. It makes this crusted pancake, and then he pours all this fresh berries and fruit on top of it. It's a nightmare to make. He's got 15 pans down here that he's pouring batter in and putting them in the oven. It's a total nightmare, but oh, is it fantastic, man.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
The Dutch baby is what it is.
Well, that's the thing, and that's the thing about the long-range boats like the Red Rooster 3. The food is also a superstar, as well as the fishing, right? I mean, the meals on the boats are just fantastic.
Next level.
Hey, it's a vacation, man, and you know how it is when you go on vacation. Food's a big part of it. It's the sit-down, the dining experience is a big part of anybody's vacation, whether it be on a fishing boat or whether it be in Paris, France, you know, I mean, that's part of the deal.
Yeah, and it is. That's the cool thing about a long-range trip. It is a fishing, ultimate fishing vacation.
Yeah,
there's no question.
Thanks
a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about we jump back into him, talk to Bruce. Bruce is calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Morning. Great show as usual. Caller a couple ahead answered a lot of the questions, Andy, on what the protocols will be going back on the boat. But just wanted to ask one question: is temperature checks? How are you going to monitor everybody going in and out of the head? That type of thing. That's mainly a lot of people's concerns.
Well, it is going to be different going in and out of the heads. There's just going to be a scale of head thorough cleaningness for the restrooms, you know, where you're going to have to do it quite a bit more. And there's going to be more of a sanitation spray. And then we're going to be spraying a lot, doing different intervals of spraying and trying to just keep everything clean, you know, more than anything. It's kind of hard to set a schedule as far as the who can use the restroom at what particular time. But I think as long as we're like, you know, every 15 minutes or 20 minutes, you go in there and blow over the surfaces with the cleaner, you know, you can only do so much. And right. I think a lot of these questions can be answered on that SAC website of what the boats are going to propose to do as far as keeping it within the ordinance there.
Yeah, CaliforniaSportFishing.org is a SAC website. They have a guideline now set up for the comeback of the sport fishing vessels, and you can kind of go over those guidelines. One of the things he talked about was temperature checks, and that's something that's going to be monitored much more carefully before, especially on multi-day voyages, is people getting on the boat that are sick. I mean, how many countless of times has it happened when people go, oh, I'm not that sick, I'll go, and then, you know, something spreads. That's not going to happen anymore, right?
I got a three-day run before we're fishing. I'll be fine.
Yeah, no, that the recover, cause to come on the boat and recover is not going to happen anymore. There's going to be a temperature check before the boat sails. Just, you know, I mean, like I said, you just got to be a little bit compassionate for the other people on board. You know, if you are sick, you got to understand, hey, man, it's not a good idea for me, and it's not a good idea for the people that are on the boat, so I'm going to go ahead and sit this one out.
And yes.
You just have to be more aware. You can't take it for granted, you know. Just, hey, I don't feel well, I'm staying home, and that's that. It's just the way
it is. We've been talking a lot about how the importance of trip insurance, especially with everything else going on right now and like that, yet again, just is another thing for it. You know, I mean, when you when you pump your deposit down, just get a trip insurance.
Call Bob Dawson at Dawson Insurance and get that annual policy.
Exactly.
And,
took the words out of my mouth. It's such an inexpensive way to go to just cover yourself. And then if that scenario does happen, you're not out anything. Hey, man, you know, it's a bummer I'm going to miss this trip, but I'm going to get all my money back, and the boat's going to be covered as well. And, you know, in two more weeks, there's another 8-day, and I'll be going on that one when I'm 100%, and I'm going to enjoy it more, and I'm also not going to put any of the other passengers at risk.
That's such huge information, you know, for people. That travel insurance, it's such a good investment. I mean, it's the ultimate investment, especially in this day and age. I can't recommend it enough. You know, we've been pushing that travel insurance for years and years and years, and you get a sprinkling of people that get it. But, I mean, if you're going to spend, you know, if you're going to spend $2,000 to go on vacation, why would you not spend an additional $100 for insurance? I mean, it just makes sense, you know.
No brainer.
It gives you peace of mind, and then you're not handing the burden off, you know, trying to get a deposit back or a refund or this and that from the poor office. You know, you just deal with an insurance company that you've hired to insure you. It just makes sense.
No, absolutely. And we've always touted with Bob, you know, that annual policy is $285, and you get it. It covers all your trips. And so let's say you get a cold or something, and you have a trip on the Red Rooster 3 coming up in a few days. They're not going to let you on the boat. Yeah. You're not going. So, but you're covered, and you can book another trip, right?
Exactly. You know, it covers even more than that. I mean, there's trip interruption.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that people have had in the past. You get down to the hurricane bank, someone gets injured, and you got to travel 4 days to get to Cabo, and it redoes your entire trip. Well, you got trip interruption. You can go ahead and file for that.
Yeah. And emergency evac, the helicopter evac, it covers that. There's a lot.
Oh, yeah. It goes on and on, man. I mean, if you think about what health insurance costs monthly, and you're going to get an annual policy for $200 and some, it's a no-brainer, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Go on our website, letstalkhookup.com. On the links page, you'll see Dawson Insurance Services. That's the place to go for that. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's jump back in and talk to Doug. Doug's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, I was wondering about, like, the safety issues on the Canada stateroom. How many escape routes do you guys have per stateroom?
There's exits at the each hallway of the stateroom. One exit to the stern and one exit to the forward. So there's an evacuation and then the original evacuation on the stairway. So there's actually two evacuation spots for the two different berthing areas.
And, Doug, when you go on a trip on the Red Rooster, there's a safety seminar that happens before the beginning of every single trip that kind of highlights where and how and safety protocol. And, you know, I mean, fortunately, it's all but never needed, but it's gone over, you know, every single time, regardless where life jackets are and how that kind of stuff. I mean, safety always has been, and, you know, with recent activity, even more so, a very important part of your trip.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's just like getting on an airplane. Yeah. Same type of scenario, safety seminars.
Yep, you're going to get it every time.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call, Doug. You know, and that is an important point. In addition to the health safety, the safety of these soulless vessels, like the safety life at sea, is that what it is, Andy? I mean, it's a rigorous task for you guys, right?
Yeah, it is. There's a lot that goes into it. It includes doing international voyages, so it definitely has a lot to do with it. And you know, now with the licensing, you know, you everyone's got this safety of life at sea training, and everyone's real aware of what's going on as far as safety goes on these boats. Everyone does a really good job.
And you have to keep that up on an annual basis too, right, Andy?
Yeah, well, I mean, that and quarterly drills, you know, that you do, and then audits at the end of the year, and then redoing safety procedures, this and that. I mean, it's a project for sure. You know, it really is.
Yeah. The San Diego Long Range Sport Fishing Fleet is, I have no qualms in saying it is the safest fishing fleet in the world.
Yep.
I mean, would anybody argue with that?
I don't know if anybody would argue with it. That's a pretty big statement, but I mean, I certainly feel that it is, you know, because that's what we do. So it's a big statement, but I agree.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. Sounds of freedom in the background there, for sure. Yeah. Hey, let's try and sneak in one more quick call.
How about Nino from Chula Vista? We only got about a minute left for you, Nino. Good morning.
Morning. How are you guys doing? I got a question for you. If you have a full boatload of, say, 28 passengers, and the rule is you got to cut it in half to go fishing, how do you guys determine who gets to go and who don't get to go?
Well,
we're not to that yet.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. That hasn't happened.
You're talking about a crystal ball scenario, but we don't know how it's going to be. And as soon as it is, we're aware of what we're going to do, then we'll go ahead and put the information out. But I can't just make a prediction on what might happen or what we might do. We're not really to that point.
I think that's the thing. There's been so much speculation on social media, and one guy's opinion is it's going to be this or that, and I just don't think that has been the case. Andy answered that perfectly. There's no reason to speculate on something that just flat out hasn't happened.
And let's hope that's it's not going to come to that. I mean, there's no reason it should come to that. Right. Bottom line is, I mean, it's safe to go. I mean, you're in the open space. Yeah. It's been proven that that's the way better place to be.
Boat
sanitized. Way better than being in a steel tube, that's for sure.
If the boat is sanitized appropriately, they're able to make whatever arrangements they can for a little extra space and seating. There's no reason that the load needs to differ.
I mean,
to be honest with you, I've been on the boat with Andy before. The cleanliness and sanitation is always up to a very high standard. I mean, frankly, I doubt that it needed to change at all. That's just the world that we're living in right now, and so extra precaution is being asked to happen, and so they're going to follow right along with it.
And 28 people on 130 foot boat is not that many people, so a lot of space.
Well, 105, but I think I think to add on to that whole thing is I think that it's a big part of this is that if you're sick, don't go out.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, that's just a fact. You know, if you feel like you have the flu, don't go out on the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there is no problem.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
That's it, for sure. And that'll be monitored. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new Anza Filet Knives and a $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafoods. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadroSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner of that Anza Filet Knife and the $50 to Point Loma Seafood going to Dylan in Lake Forest. Congratulations, Dylan.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy that Anza Filet Knife and, of course, that gift certificate at Point Loma Seafoods for sure. And Andy Cates, Red Rooster 3, I'm sure you're firing the engine up here shortly and headed south, right?
Yeah, they're drawing the bridge right now.
Bring that baby home.
Yeah, we'll look forward to having you back. And if somebody wants more information, wants to book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, how do we get a hold of you?
You can call Maria at the office at area code 619-224-3857 and talk to her about upcoming trips and any information you might have or need.
Yeah, fantastic. All right,
great
very
job,
good.
Andy.
And, of course, redrooster3.com on the web. Andy, safe travels coming home, and thanks for joining us here. And thank you for listening. Thanks to Dave in the studio. Thanks to Adam for all he does with the Let's Talk Hookup app. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., with Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Sport Fishing. He's going to have a lot to say, so you'll want to tune in for that. 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.